All right, Zoe Brooks. Zoe, let's talk about soybeans, a big product in Wisconsin.
It is, and September is Soybean Month here in Wisconsin. It was recently declared that by Governor Walker not too long ago. So it's a great time to showcase the industry and also teach a few new facts about soybeans here in Wisconsin.
All right, let's talk about some of the facts about soybeans.
Well, great. So soybean, the biggest customer base, of course, here in Wisconsin, is our livestock industry. Soybeans are protein-rich, and they can be broken down into soybean meal, and 98% of that meal is fed to our livestock, who in turn produce delicious food products for us, such as milk and meat, that we can utilize as well. So we use soybeans indirectly as well as directly. But our soybeans aren't just staying here in Wisconsin for our livestock. They're being shipped all across the nation and across the world as well. Two out of every three rows of soybeans grown in Wisconsin are sent to other countries. That's about 65% of the total crop here is sent across our borders.
That's an amazing amount.
It is. If you look out in a field, if you're driving by and you picture two out of every three of those rows is leaving those fields and is shipped out, it's crazy, but it's such a great avenue for our products and also helps to develop new avenues for our agricultural products to travel to other countries.
And there's a lot of families involved in this.
There is. 11,000 farm families here in Wisconsin grow this crop. And while corn ranks as our number one commodity crop, soybeans comes in second place. So we raise a lot of soybeans here in Wisconsin and utilize here in our state as well, but across borders too.
This is something that, you know, 25 years ago wasn't even grown in Wisconsin, but the new varieties and the new characteristics and traits of these plants, all of a sudden with the dairy industry, this has been a real plus.
It has, and it adds diversity into those diets for dairy, hog, and poultry as well. It's extremely used, especially too in the swine and poultry industry. A lot of soybean meal is incorporated into those diets because it is so protein rich.
And meal is actually a byproduct.
It is, yes, of the soybean, it is that byproduct. So it shows you just how diverse that little bean is that sometimes gets the nickname miracle bean because it does have so many uses, both food and non-food.
Talk a bit about, you've got a nice book here.
I do. So the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board helped to publish a book entitled Cool Bean the Soybean. And it's a characterized soybean called Cool Bean. And it kind of breaks down the process behind the planting, growing, and harvesting of soybeans here in Wisconsin. So it's geared towards a younger audience. But I read through it and I learned a few new facts myself too. So definitely not just for kids, but it's a great addition to a classroom, library, or even at your own home.
Now, where is it available?
You can go and purchase the book online, and that is coolbeanthesoybean.org. You can buy it in bulk or just separate copies, but you can also find multiple activities and fun worksheets for kids to work on as well, and, you know, even recipes that they can try to make that incorporate soybeans.